worst that I've seen in the 10 years that I have been here.
Haines is on the mend after a nasty winter storm. The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation held its donor and grantee reception, and we'll have a preview of the Skagway Panthers basketball teams. I'm Adam Richard. It's the KHNS Local News up next. In Haines, most of the power, phone, and cable lines have been repaired after a brutal winter storm that brought them down all over the borough. I spoke with Danny Gauntz of Alaska Power and Telephone to find out more about the situation.
We had a tree come down up above Skyline Subdivision up on the top of Young Road. Had some trees knock out some protective equipment in our plant. Got most of that put back together, found where the trees were in the power line, so we were working on that. And while we were working on that, some trees in a couple other sections of town came down on power lines and shut some more sections of town after we had already put them on. As far as the larger outages, we had a couple of them, but we were able to restore most of those in fairly quick order. Several sections, like out from LUTAC, out in the Tanani Bay area, all the way out to LUTAC, out to across the bridge, that was out for a fair bit of time. Some of the hardest hit areas up on Anway Road, up above Piedad, was about the worst damage. There was about three big trees that the tops broke out of and tore a bunch of our line down, tore it off of about three poles in a row. We are still working on putting back together some of the small things. We had quite a few streetlight circuits and things that are being worked on even still today. Quite a few telephone lines are down, but we do want to let people know that if we haven't heard about you, if your lights are still off, your telephone is still off, we would appreciate if you would call in and let us know, make sure that our records are right and that we're up to date.
And an important reminder concerning computers and things we may forget are full of electronics.
Make sure that all your computerized equipment, electronics, have surge protection installed there. And especially Toyo stoves and monitor stoves, just a reminder that the control panel, that is a computer, and so please make sure you have those on surge protection as well. So just a reminder again to make sure you have surge protection on that.
How did this storm and downed lines compare to previous ones?
It looks like I'm going to log probably 14 separate outages, the worst that I've seen in the 10 years that I have been here.
Daniel Glacken from Haines Cable TV said they have had crews out for the last 2 days. He wasn't sure of exactly how many lines were down, but did say it was at least 10 and probably more. Their crews are expected, for the most part, to be done today. The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation, or CVCF, held its donor and grantee dessert reception Thursday night at the Chilkat Center in Haines. About 25 people were in attendance. Many of last year's recipients gave short presentations on the projects they use their funding for. Some of those recipients and projects were the Haines Venture Scouts with their trip to Ecuador, the Friends of the Haines-Boro Public Library and their library totem pole area beautification, the Chilkat Kwan Heritage Center and their hand-carved salmon mobile for the hospitality house, and the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center for historical photo digitization and documentation. The CVCF serves the interests of the community with a permanent fund for the Chilkat Valley. They support local nonprofits with grants and educational opportunities. I spoke with Cecily Stern to find out more about the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation and Thursday's event.
The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation is a permanent fund for the Chilkat Valley. We have been raising money for a community foundation fund that allows us to create an endowment so that we can make grants each year on the interest that's earned from the invested funds. So basically a gift to the foundation's fund is a gift for perpetuity for supporting the communities of the Chilkat Valley, Haines and Clequan.
The CBCF receives donations from the community and has two challenge grants currently that help with matching funds.
The Rasmussen Foundation helped us get started with a challenge grant that donors generously helped us meet. And this year they gave us another $15,000 challenge grant that we have met thanks to the generous giving of members of the community and elsewhere. And the borough has made us a $5,000 challenge grant. So until we meet that, every dollar that's given to the foundation is matched by a dollar from the borough.
Can you tell me a little bit about last night's reception?
Yes, we are a young foundation. This was our third grant-making cycle, and it was a great evening. The 2010 grantees attended and gave talks about how they had used the grant funds that we'd given them to serve the people that they are working for in the valley. And those were some very heartwarming presentations, and they brought photos, and some of them had PowerPoints on computers that showed us what they had done with the funds. And then we made our new grant awards to the 2011 grantees.
Are you looking for more nonprofits to apply for grants?
We would love to see more grant applications coming from nonprofits that serve the valley. There is also a memorial fund that has been established for people who would like to honor a loved one and give to the community foundation so that the giving will continue in the name of their deceased loved one.
And what else are you doing for the local nonprofits?
We offer trainings for nonprofits, and one of the things that we offer, we've had planned giving sessions, and that had some free consultations with lawyers about nonprofits and how to establish planned giving programs. But we also do grant writing workshops. And this coming year, we're going to be offering more of those. And nonprofits who are interested in applying to us should attend those, because we'd be happy to give them information about how to write a successful grant proposal.
If someone is interested in making a donation or applying for a grant for their nonprofit, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to our website, which is Chilkat Valley at chilkatvalleycf.org, and that will have information about how to donate. They can send us a check to Box 1117 in Haines, or they can contact any one of our board members. Ann Myron is the chair of the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation, and Kimberly Strong is the vice chair. And then there's also Leslie Evenden, Joanne Ross Cunningham, Karen Meisner, Alyssa Henry, Jeff Bocart, Alexandra Feit, Rain Littera, and myself. And we're all happy to talk to anyone who wants information about the organization or who would like to make a donation.
This year's recipients received a total of $11,906. Those organizations were the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation, the American Bald Eagle Foundation, Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Chilkat Valley Preschool, Haynesboro School District, the Hospice of Haines, the Chilkat Kwan Heritage Center, Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center, Southeast Alaska State Fair, and the Tokchanuk Watershed Council. In Skagway, the boys' basketball team is in the gym while the girls are finishing up their volleyball season. I spoke with Mark Jennings, boys' coach and girls' co-coach, to get a preview of the Panthers' teams and schedules.
Well, as far as the girls go, they are led by Rory Leverton and Anna Korsmo, who are both seniors. They lost a little bit of talent last year, and the three seniors that graduated, the three captains, but there's a lot of young talent on this team, so I believe that they're going to be a tough team to beat. They could be the top in the region, again, so that's good. On the boys' side of things, they're led by Danny Moore and Blake Fletcher, who are seniors. Eric Cochran is also a junior that's pretty talented. the boys have a lot of speed, not a lot of depth, but they have a lot of speed, which is going to work to their advantage. And as far as their first games go, they're going down to Juneau for the Christmas tourney on December 19th to the 21st, and that's both boys and girls that are going to that. And after Christmas, the girls are headed to Ketchikan for a 4A tournament, kind of a post-Christmas tournament. And then we start things in January with the Don Hatters on the 5th to the 7th. So both teams should be pretty exciting to watch. All the girls right now currently aren't in practice. They're all on the volleyball team, so they're at regionals. But the boys are in the gym now, and I like what I see so far with the boys.
And what does this season's schedule look like?
It looks pretty good. We have a long trip on January 18th to the 23rd on Prince of Wales Island. Those dates obviously don't include travel. We have Angoon on the 9th and 10th of January at home, and then Cake and Huna early February at home, and then Yakutat away. So the only really long trip that we have is the Prince of Wales trip mid-January.
The Panthers' first home games are on January 5th and 7th. That's the Don Hather tournament, and then hosting Angoon on the 9th and the 10th. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.